Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Yesterday, I was shared some things with you regarding family strife. And I think if we can get through this life without family strife, we are totally blessed. But if you have a family and you have a large family, many times there's going to be strife in the family. And yesterday I shared with you some causes of family strife. I also shared scripture, people in scripture that had family strife, such as Joseph and his brothers, Jacob and Esau. These stories can be found in Genesis 27, Genesis 37, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, David and his wife. Also the prodigal son in the New Testament, found in Luke. So strife is not a new thing. Strife has been from the creation of the world because it has its root and its deceit in the enemy of our soul, the evil one, Satan. Yesterday I shared with you that some of the sources and the causes of strife was hatred and pride, a contentious spirit, anger, or just self-seeking, you know, what's good for me and not what's good for the other people around you, and especially in your family. You know, you can have several children, and one of them can be more selfish than the others. And so it's important that we understand the causes of family strife, so that's how we can avoid it. And of course, you know, the stories of Esau, how he hated Jacob, how Joseph's brothers were jealous of him, and how the prodigal son, the youngest one, who was somewhat greedy, ran off, you know, early with his inheritance. And then when he had spent it all, he came back. And as a result, you know, doesn't tell us how long he was gone, but it says that the other brother, the oldest one, was jealous because of the attention his father gave him. So, you know, when strife happens, as in these stories of the Bible and in others, I just want to share with you today at least four things that happen when this strife comes. And it's sad because strife, first of all, it separates and it puts distance between family members. I know that there was strife years ago between my oldest brother and my mother, and he did not speak to my mother for 15 years, and only when he was ill and dying did he make peace with my mom. But I thought about all of the wasted years that there was there between him and my mother. So, you know, strife separates and it puts distance between family members. And sometimes the distance is good for a season because it helps us to realize the wrong that we did or said, or and hopefully the other person, it gives you time to think about what really happened. Joseph and Esau, brothers, were separated for 20 years. In fact, Rebecca, the mother, was dead when Joseph, her son, returned. So, you know, when he left, which was part of her instigation, by the way, when you read the story, she had him, she was in on the deception, and she had him run away from home because she was afraid, you know, that the older brother, the older son Esau, was going to kill. And she even said, "Must I lose two sons in one day?" But how sad that she never got to see him again before her death. And if you read that story, it's about when she goes in, or has Joseph to go in and deceive his brother Esau for the blessing. God had already told her at the time, Joseph's mother, at the time of giving birth to these two sons, that the youngest one would have the blessing, that he would rule over the oldest one. So many times, I just want to add here that mothers and fathers can cause dissension between children. And it's as old as the Bible, and you can read it in Genesis, the story in the book of Genesis about Joseph and Esau and Joseph and his brothers. So Joseph and Esau were separated for 20 years. And then it was at least 20 years before Joseph saw his brothers when they sold him into slavery. And in the prodigal son, it doesn't tell us how long the prodigal son was gone, but scripture tells us that he went into a far country. And then when he returned, the older brother had said, "I have served you," speaking to his father, "all of these years without speaking, you know, or running away and wanting my inheritance. And when this youngest one returns, then you make a big feast for him." So obviously, you know, there was a long time of separation because he says, "I've served you for all these years." So strife, first of all, separates and it puts distance. And sometimes, as I mentioned, the distance can be good. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that there is a time to stay away and there is a time to come near. But we have to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and know when that time is over. Secondly, not only is there distance, but then there is that lapse of time, a lot of wasted years, sometimes that can never be regained. And because of strife, you know, God can and he will use the distance and the time sometimes to fill his purposes in our lives and then the lives of others, as he did in Joseph's case for saving a whole nation. So God can continue to work during the distance and during the time. But the important thing is, beloved, that we absolutely understand that our heart, when there's strife and there's been strife because of hatred, pride, contentious spirit, anger, selfishness, whatever started it, it's important that you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and you know when to act when the Holy Spirit tells you that it's time. And we're going to get into how we overcome strife in the family. But each one of us have a personal responsibility. You know, one side always seems right until you listen to the other side. And let me say here, there are always two sides to every story. And sometimes, usually, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Not every person is exactly right on, you know, what happened and why it happened, and because our emotions get involved. But we need to listen to the other side. There's always two sides. In fact, Proverbs tells us, how can you make a just and a righteous decision if you don't hear both sides of the story? And so sometimes a mediator is very important to sit down and to listen to both sides, because our motives are not always pure. And that's another reason that strife happens. It's wanting our own way or exalting ourselves up above someone else. Now, these stories show us also the third thing, or separation or distance. And there's time there's a lapse of time. And these stories show us reconciliation, though. This is always God's plan, to be reconciled to him and to one another. And lastly, beloved, and probably the most important, is forgiveness. Esau forgave Jacob. Joseph forgave his brothers. And the father forgave the prodigal son. So it's very important that there is reconciliation and that there is forgiveness, because this is why Jesus Christ came. And when we realize this, we will have the faith to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.